Back here on Dakota Sports Saturday, we talk JV Tiger Volleyball with their coach, Tyann Budenhagen, her first year back in the system here after, being a former here on Tiger and then playing some college volleyball and coming back here. And Tyann, before we get to talking about your team, let's just talk a little about your travels here. Of course, you played for Huron, was Miss Volleyball as a senior, and then played some college volleyball, started at Wesleyan, took a year off, went to Morningside where you spent the majority of your career. Talk a little about your experiences there. I guess you were mainly a setter, right?
Correct. It was quite the experience. It's different than high school, obviously, getting more reps and stuff like that done. You definitely know it is an all year round sport.
We'll talk about the fact that your experience there brought you into coaching, and I guess your mom kind of brought you into coaching as soon as you got out of high school.
Yes, I started out going back and forth to Huron coaching JOs, and then I ended up in Iowa where I coached MVP there and got involved there. So then I came back.
Well, let's talk about the experience there. And first off, talk about JO now, because I know at least here, for the most part, you've been coaching the what would ultimately be the varsity team, right?
Yes. Watching them grow is a great experience, and seeing what they know now from back in the day is good.
And then let's talk also about coming back to Huron, because I know from talking to your parents, they were a little surprised when you decided to come back. But talk about what you're doing back here. You actually work outside the school system, right?
Correct. I work at L-Lines. I do all of their advertising with some other girls. And I guess coming back, it was more getting my master's school done and getting more financially stable and got involved here.
I forgot about the masters too. You got your masters last year, so you spent a year coaching at Dakota Wesleyan last fall too as well. Talk a little about that experience. What were some of your duties there as a grad assistant?
I got to coach the JV team there and be an experience of that, see how different coaching styles work, and getting involved there, and it was a great experience for me.
Now let's talk about coming to Huron, and I guess first things first, I'll just talk about the Budenhagen connection. When the opportunity came for you to apply for the JV job, what did you think of that, knowing I'm going to be working under my mother/former coach?
Well, knowing that my brother got to work with her, I knew what to expect from him, saying, just be ready, it's going to be okay, just take a breath. And with that advice, I did, and I think we've only had one fight from then, and from there on I learn a lot. So.
And then the other side of that equation is your younger sister, Tenley, plays varsity and plays for you on the JV team. Do you feel sometimes maybe you're a little bit of the buffer there?
Sometimes. I know, obviously, my sister, and I know can't be so hard on her, but yet you have to push her to the next level and be her leaning shoulder if she needs it, and that's where I was at that point.
And I just think back when you were in high school, wouldn't it have been nice for you if you would have maybe that little buffer when you were being coached by your mom?
Yeah, that's what my dad was for back in the day.
Well, let's talk about your JV season here now. I believe 4 wins on the season. So, and the life of the JV coach, the JV team in general, you don't always practice together. You're there to work with the varsity in practice, and the reward there a lot of times is just playing that first match of the day.
Right. JV team, you're just building for next year. You have some people that are down with Stacy and Sam, and some are up with us, so we don't get to see each other every day. But we're just building. That's the main point. So we didn't really care about our record and just went out and played.
We'll talk about the girls that you had for the most part, and obviously some came and went due to injuries, or you can play yourself off the team. As far as that goes, talk about some of the girls or main girls that you did have this season.
My juniors were Kaylee, Kylie, Tracy, Melissa, Maddie Fitzer, Chelsea Hofer, Carly Lynch. From there on, 2 got hurt, Melissa and Carly, so they got to switch on and off through the varsity and JV, so that was good for them. They were strong hitters for us and got the job done when we needed it. Kaylee, she played our right side. She was more of the strong person getting kills when we need it. Kylie was probably our biggest one with it being a setter and a hitter. She got the job done, knew where to go, was a positive person, could lean on her. We needed help, so we went to. Carly Lynch, she obviously came mid-season with us because a sprained ankle during the tournament in the midseason, or the beginning of the season.
Yeah.
So she was a building process with us and didn't find her way back to the varsity court, but we're glad we had her. And the other one was Melissa. She brought energy and could put the ball away when we needed it. Tracy, she knew to keep it in just to get it over and place it where she needed to create chaos. Maddie Fitzer was our outside. She got better at the end and started to pound the ball. Chelsea Hofer came through for us in the back row with talking. Maddie Ratchin, she got to play at least three games, so that was good to see that she got court time. And then from there on, it was just freshmen and one sophomore playing for us.
We'll talk about them because, you know, the couple of the freshmen in particular, your sister and then also McKenna Moore, they just played a lot of volleyball, period, because they had regular rotations on the varsity as well.
Right. McKenna Moore, she is a freshman. She has her freshman moments, but at the end, she came through and could actually play and block and hit for us as a middle that we needed to get done. Tenley, she set our first match due to Kylie being hurt, moved her to the back row as a libero just to get more varsity experience so she had passing for the varsity game. And that's what that was for. Carly Bigelow, she came in and played a 6-2. We needed another setter, another hitter. Moved Kylie to the hitting spot and she took over in the back row for Kylie when she was up in front. Bree came in mid-season, play middle, figured she could get some blocking and another strong hitter.
And as you looked at the team this year, as I said, the combinations just always change. Sometimes it's almost like a little bit of a patchwork there, but bottom line is everybody needs to get that court experience.
Right, yeah. I know Morgan, she played JV with us, and she got varsity time, and between her and Tenley, it was a hard decision in the back row now to get them up for the varsity. So McKenna and Tenley do a great job out there, and that's what we needed.
Now, talk about your function on the varsity bench there now. I imagine sometimes somebody's got to be the calm button egging on the bench. Talk a little about some of the things that you do during the varsity matches. What's your function there on the bench?
Right now, well, Shelly got rid of her clipboard and her pen, so now I take notes, trying to find the openings, and once the girls come out and they get their butts chewed or something, I'm that person to go to and talk to them and just get them back in the game.
Now let's talk about what's ahead here now. These JV girls, a lot of them did get varsity time anyway. Some are just trying to get to that spot. What are some of the things you'd like to see these girls work on, maybe improve on here before we get to next August?
Really just spreading the energy. Right now they do a great job getting the job done on the bench, and we just need to communicate more and just start hitting really hard.
And then finally, I know you were a participant in practice as well. I know that because you hurt yourself at one point. How much longer do you think you can do that? I believe, well, you're 25 now.
Yes, I'm 25, and hopefully I can continue until I'm done.
You're on Tiger JV volleyball coach Tyann Budenhagen. They finished up their season with a record of 4 wins and 15 losses. That'll wrap up this edition of Dakota Sports Saturday. Mike Hendrickson and the Sports Max is coming up shortly. Dakota Sports Saturday is brought to you by Pearson Anderson Farmers Union Insurance, Slumberland Furniture, and the Nordby Center for Recreation. Territorial Rodeo Update brought to you by Premier Equipment is coming up next. Thanks for listening to Dakota Sports Saturday on KOKK.